Now listen to him again in verse 19. He says, "Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found on you such as ye would not, lest there be debates." Now notice this. These are the things that Paul actually expected to find in the church there. They expected a great deal of Paul. Paul expected a great deal of them. But what would they find? Well, there would be debates, people arguing. I've got to the place now in my ministry, very candidly, and this may answer some who listen to the program and write me. Every now and then I get a long letter. I can always tell it from the outside. It's generally a ponderous letter. And it's someone taking up some doctrine or something I've said, and they want to debate about it. Now, friends, I'm in no mood now to debate. You go on with your viewpoint, and then pray for me if I'm wrong that I'll see the truth. But you will not convince me with a long letter, one that's debating with me, and I'll tell you why. I don't read them. I don't fool with reading them. Somebody says, "Well, then you're very bigoted and narrow-minded." Well, maybe I am, but I'm not debating anymore. I don't believe that's the way that we're going to get anywhere. Our business is to get the Word of God out, and I'm not attempting to debate anything. I just teach it as I come to it, and I'm not going around the corners or escaping anything. I just take it as we come to it, and I recognize we step on toes every now and then. So I'll not debate with you. But the church is filled with that today, and envyings. My, how that's in the church today, envyings. And then there's wraths, and then there's strifes. Oh, the strife that's going on. And then there's the backbiting. I tell you, that's the thing that's bad, the backbiting. Have you heard about so-and-so? And somebody says, "No, I haven't heard." And they say, "Well, I want to tell you." And they tell you something pretty mean about the individual. Backbitings. And then whisperings. And someone has said that some people will believe anything if it's whispered to them. Whisperings, you know. And swellings. And I have often wondered about this word swellings. Probably the best explanation is the explanation I heard Dr. Ironside give of it. He said this reminded him of a frog. You know, sometimes you see a frog sitting on the bank of a creek or a pond, and oh, he's swelling up. He's twice as big as he'd ordinarily be. And then what happens? Well, you throw a rock at him, and believe me, he becomes little again and goes right down into the water. I would say the best word that would describe this would be pompous. There are some pompous Christians, you know, very pompous. And then there are tumults causing trouble in the church, little cliques that get together and cause trouble, circulate something to be signed, that type of thing.